please join the panel. So this session, as it's up on the wall, is about leveraging agents' networks to reach rural clients. So the objective of this session is to present to you the challenges and the successes in reaching rural and low-income clients using agent banking models, and to describe the similarities and the differences between using mixed urban and mixed rural and urban agents models and the consideration in doing so. So that's why we have our panel here today. And also the final objective is to show you how and demonstrate how agent networks can be leveraged to reach savings groups. So for this panel, we invited NBS Bank, SEC, CEC from Cameroon, and Fidelity Bank. And so on this panel today, we have the pleasure of having Najat Ntandaza. Hi. Eric Kenkola from CEC. And Nana Obenbrentuo, we didn't rehearse that, but I think I'm okay, from Fidelity Bank. So I'll let Ntandaza introduce himself about what's your position exactly at NBS in Malawi.
Okay, I'm Ntandaza Ntandaza, the order and delivery channels manager for NBS Bank Malawi.
Was that, we're not getting you through the mic. Maybe we need to make sure that okay. Works. Okay.
Uncle?
Yeah, please. Yes.
Okay, I'm Ntandaza Ntandaza, the order and delivery channels manager for NBS Bank Malawi.
Okay, and you developed the PAFUPI, you worked on the PAFUPI product?
Yes, actually, I'm in charge of the Bank PAFUPI, the channel that is reaching out to the various markets of our country.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, and we have Erin Kankola, who's in charge of and is an expert in MIS and information system for this CEC in Cameroon. He has a lot of experience from an IT perspective, but he's also quite good at management of agent networks and finding the best solution from an ICT perspective to actually manage these agent networks. And he's been the director of ICT and CEC since 2011. And he has piloted the mobile money and branchless banking and is currently working on the rollout of the network of fixed and mobile agents network in Cameroon. So he'll be speaking from that perspective. And then we have finally Nana, who will be talking to us from the perspective of Fidelity Bank, and he leads the go-to-market strategy for the bank's inclusive banking business unit. So his key objective is to build a robust agency banking channel for the bank and provide strategic leadership for the acquisition and management of 5 million customers through the innovative and low KYC product Smart Account. That's what he's going to be talking about mainly today. So with this, I'm going to give you the floor so that you can walk our participants through the different aspects of managing agent networks and the challenges and successes that you've been facing in each respective context.
In the interest of time, I've tried to put together a few slides that gives us an overview in terms of how we can establish a more robust agency network to reach out to the unreached in our prospective markets. It is very, very vital to understand who are these unreached clients in our prospective markets, and what are the barriers that we are talking about when we are saying these are the unreached clients, prospective clients, or markets in our environment. There are physical barriers where it has been maybe it has been costly for the prospective customers to get access to the banking service, but there are also psychological barriers. And in our environments, the literacy levels are very low, and people, they have been thinking saving in a bank is for the elite. Psychologically, they are just in that particular psychological frame. So we are trying to break those particular barriers. Otherwise, we make a banking service available to them, but you still see that they are not saving. Why? psychologically, they are not thinking the banking service is for them. So as a financial service provider, you have to understand, are there some psychological barriers on our prospective clients? Then we have got a combination of both, psychological and physical. That's why in our model, agency banking model, we are targeting both the urban sector as well as the rural sector. While we have got some people in the urban sector that have got access to the financial services, but you still find that they are not part and parcel of that particular service. The reason is, psychologically, they are not prepared to take on the banking service. Similarly, we have got people in the rural areas who are actually willing to start saving, but because of the distance barriers, they have not been able to access the banking service. So any company, any bank, any financial service provider willing to embark on agency banking model, you need to conduct a proper market study to determine the magnitude of this untapped or the unreached market and the factors behind it. Otherwise, you bring in an agency model in a particular area. If the people there, they are not psychologically prepared, they will not take it. So you need to come up with proper education, financial education programs that will train these people. They should realize that banking is not only for the elite, is even for them. Okay, agents recruitment. It's not just a matter of going on the market without a proper marketing, proper plan to recruit our agents. We need to have a proper structured approach on the market to determine where you are supposed to position yourself. So do a proper market mapping of the market and identify the target areas where you want to be. To the far right, that's the map of Malawi. We have got three regions. So when we're planning our agency banking model, first we focused in the south, and that's where we did our pilot. During the pilot, we are trying to learn the challenges that we are going to face when we do the national rollout, and also the successes or the success stories where we are supposed to base our way forward in terms of doing a national rollout. We need to develop, or you need to develop, a proper hierarchy of your market. The structure of the market is, you might have a major center there, a trading center. You have another center that feeds into that particular service, trading center, and you have other smaller centers that feeds into this one. Now, at the outset, you have to understand to say, in terms of phasing our agent model, are we starting with these major centers only at first? Or we'll target these major centers and other centers that are feeding into that. But you have to focus on the other factors. What are the barriers that are impinging these people at the far end there to access the banking service from the major centers? If you look at our map there, this is the lake. Lake Malawi, you have got an island there. It might fall under these markets, but you still need to reach out to those people. How are you going to put it on your plan in terms of establishing the agents network? You need to develop a more aggressive recruitment effort towards the targeted area that you have chosen. And you can even phase it to say, we'll start with these major centers for a start, then we'll move deeper into the markets, depending on the model that you have chosen. Now, in terms of driving a more aggressive agency recruitment, you need to understand what will be the necessities to have a more robust network on the market. Very key, you need to have an established, a dedicated team for agency banking. This is not part-time work, it will not work. Develop a model and have a dedicated team specifically to recruit, monitor, and manage your agents. It involves a lot of resources. Now, if you do it as part-time work, obviously it will drain the company's resources. Okay. For the agent network to work, we need to train the agents and incentivize them. This is very, very key. And the training of the agents should not be managed as an event. It's actually a development program, customer development program. The time that we are recruiting these agents, they are the people who are focusing on their core businesses. They do not understand anything about the bank. What are the objectives of the bank? How the bank operates? So we need to develop these guys to reach the level that we need as a bank. Agents must undergo an initial intensive on-the-side training before they get live. This will assist them to basically understand the technical aspects of the banking operation. They are taking a banking offer to the market, so they should not be partially trained in terms of how the bank operates. The agents must also be properly incentivized. The insight is if these agents, they are not properly incentivized, they will focus on their core businesses. And by the end of the day, they are not giving the prospective clients the service that we need. Increases of service denials. By the end of the day, the image of the brand, the image of the bank has been dented. So you have to make sure that you develop a proper incentive structure in terms of the commission, as well as you can also come up with other extra incentives, like maybe for the agents who are doing fine, can you give some recognition from the company? There is a need for a proper marketing support to develop this agency network. And the marketing support obviously comes at a cost. You should be willing to give that particular financial support. You need to provide proper signage that identifies your agents on the market so that people should be aware of the availability, and also it enhances the visibility of your agents on the market. Develop adverts that support the agency channel, but you can also involve on other below the market marketing activities, like the market activations that excites the demands in those particular areas where the agents are present. But more importantly, develop a complementary product that will anchor that particular agency network. In the case of Malawi, we have got the Pafupi savings account. It's simplified KYC, no ledger charges, and it's targeting those rural people that we are talking about. So when we educate them that we have got this product targeting you people, no charges, whatever, we psychologically prepare them into the banking stream. And they can graduate from that lower end product to the other services that the bank is offering. Thanks.
Thank you, Ntaja. I propose before we go to the question and answer that we go through the entire panel. So we're going to go now to CEC. So we're moving to Cameroon, from Malawi to Cameroon. And I'm going to give the floor to Eric, who's going to kindly present in English. Merci.
In English?
Or you want to do it in French?
I would like to go in French.
Okay, sorry. So
please, you have
please
to
put your headsets on.
Yes, please. Fine. Okay. I want to be sure that I give exactly what I have in my mind. Sorry for that.
Pas de problème.
Okay. Okay. Bonjour tout le monde. Effectivement, je suis Eric Nkola, directeur du système d'information pour CEC Cameroun. Nous avons implémenté il y a peu, n'est-ce pas, des outils de banque à distance. Mais seulement, au cours, n'est-ce pas, de l'évolution de notre voyage, nous nous sommes rendus compte que, malgré le fait que nous faisions dans la collecte de l'épargne au quotidien depuis plus de 14 ans, c'est pas parce qu'on collectait, c'est pas parce qu'on faisait des milliards par mois que ça voulait dire que nous étions suffisamment matures pour aller vers le branchless banking. Et lorsque nous avons compris cela, bien plus grâce également aux différents ateliers qui ont été organisés depuis Kigali, l'Ouganda et même cet atelier. Cependant, nous avons tout de même, juste après le Rwanda, travaillé, n'est-ce pas, sur des solutions de branchless banking qui nous ont permis de mettre en évidence également un certain nombre de défis, un certain nombre d'exigences auxquelles il fallait absolument donner des réponses pour pouvoir, n'est-ce pas, espérer avoir une plateforme suffisamment efficace. Alors, le branchless banking, c'est tout un ensemble, n'est-ce pas, d'éléments. C'est toute une pièce de puzzle qu'il faut absolument constituer. Ce matin, puisque nous sommes focalisés sur la motivation, n'est-ce pas, du réseau d'agents, nous, à CEC, depuis plus de 14 ans, effectivement, notre recrutement, nous le faisons généralement par recommandation. C'est essentiellement par recommandation. Malheureusement, avec le temps, les mêmes agents faisaient, n'est-ce pas, près de 5 ans à gérer le même portefeuille, ce qui a développé également des risques importants. Alors, CEC Cameroun se dit, OK, nous voulons aller vers le branchless banking, nous voulons professionnaliser, n'est-ce pas, cet outil qui génère également des pertes importantes. Allant vers le branchless banking, nous avons donc décidé non plus de nous limiter seulement aux recommandations, mais de mettre en place un cadre suffisamment incitatif pour amener, n'est-ce pas, un certain nombre de personnes à s'intéresser au profil d'agent pour CEC Cameroun. Alors, au niveau de la formation de ces derniers, puisque nous avons premièrement commencé par transformer ceux-là qui existaient déjà, nous avons donc essayé de mettre en place 3 niveaux de formation. Une première formation pour les agents de terrain, une deuxième pour les managers d'agents et une troisième pour le personnel permanent. Parce qu'en réalité, ils ont des niveaux de responsabilité différents, ils ont des opérations différentes qu'ils font. Et chacun d'eux a besoin, n'est-ce pas, d'un tableau de bord pour lui permettre de monitorer ses activités au quotidien. Ça, c'est pour ce qui est de la formation. En dehors de la formation, le niveau d'études des agents de terrain étant généralement limité, nous nous sommes rendus compte qu'il y a beaucoup de travail à faire au niveau du coaching. Donc, en plus de la formation, il fallait faire beaucoup de coaching. Et c'est dans cette optique que nous avons opté également pour la communication par l'image. Et j'ai beaucoup apprécié également la présentation de Freedom ce matin, parce qu'effectivement, c'était la même approche que nous avions. Nous avons mis en place des outils, des tutoriels pour former chacune, n'est-ce pas, des sphères, c'est-à-dire les 3 niveaux de responsabilité dont je vous ai parlé tout à l'heure, c'est-à-dire les agents de terrain, les managers d'agents et le personnel permanent. Donc chacun d'eux a, n'est-ce pas, une série de vidéos qui lui permet, n'est-ce pas, de savoir exactement comment est-ce qu'il va évoluer. Nous l'avons fait également parce qu'il y avait également des exigences de coûts, parce que s'il fallait faire des formations sur des lieux reculés, ça ne devait pas être très évident. Il fallait absolument des supports suffisamment intéressants et assez clairs pour leur permettre, n'est-ce pas, pour leur permettre une prise en main facile. Ça, c'est pour ce qui est de la formation. Donc, nous faisons à la fois et une formation magistrale et également du coaching avec des supports à l'appui. Par la suite, nous avons donc commencé à travailler avec ces agents, bien sûr, eux utilisant les terminaux. Mais nous nous sommes également rendus compte que notre système n'était pas suffisamment incitatif pour amener des potentiels agents à s'embarquer, n'est-ce pas, dans notre navire. Alors, qu'est-ce que nous avons fait? Nous avons fait des études et nous nous sommes rendus compte que, c'est vrai, il y a les outils de communication que nous utilisons généralement pour le marketing, pour appuyer, n'est-ce pas, ces agents. Mais on s'est rendu compte qu'en interne, il y avait beaucoup de tares. Et c'est pourquoi je disais tantôt, c'est pas parce que nous faisons des milliards par mois que ça veut dire que nous sommes suffisamment matures pour aller vers le branchless banking. Alors, l'étude nous a permis de mettre en évidence un certain nombre d'aspects qu'il fallait absolument prendre en compte pour avoir un réseau d'agents suffisamment efficace, pour mettre en place un cadre suffisamment incitatif, n'est-ce pas, pour les potentiels agents. De quoi s'agit-il en réalité? Il s'agissait premièrement au niveau de la segmentation du marché. Le marché n'était pas correctement segmenté entre les différents agents. Il y avait également l'aspect monitoring. Les transactions n'étaient pas monitorées du début de la chaîne jusqu'à la fin de la chaîne. On se focalisait généralement sur combien est-ce que l'agent a collecté aujourd'hui, qu'est-ce qu'il va gagner comme commission, ainsi de suite, ainsi de suite. Et c'est là où la qualité du reporting entre en jeu. Parce que si la qualité du reporting n'est pas suffisamment intéressante, vous n'aurez pas une très bonne visibilité sur votre réseau d'agents. Et par conséquent, la qualité, vous aurez également des problèmes au niveau de la qualité des décisions que vous prenez en ce qui concerne, n'est-ce pas, ce réseau d'agents. C'est la raison pour laquelle nous avons introduit, en plus des rapports que le logiciel nous fournit aujourd'hui, nous avons essayé, n'est-ce pas, d'aller vers ce qu'on appelle généralement en informatique la business intelligence. La business intelligence, pour ne pas se focaliser uniquement sur des rapports, sur des transactions ordinaires, mais pour mettre également en évidence d'autres détails, n'est-ce pas, pour nous donner une visibilité sur le comportement du client, le comportement même de nos agents, le comportement même de notre système d'information. Parce qu'il faut dire quand même que nous faisons beaucoup confiance au système d'information, nous sommes très focalisés sur les chiffres, la rentabilité, mais on a un véritable problème en arrière-plan. Et c'est pourquoi je nous invite aujourd'hui à faire beaucoup attention au niveau de confiance que nous mettons, n'est-ce pas, vis-à-vis de nos systèmes informatiques. Je le dis peut-être parce que j'ai un background assez poussé sur le plan informatique. Je suivais quelqu'un ici qui m'a dit une fois, avec le Wi-Fi, je me connecte et puis je peux faire des transactions. Je n'ai pas besoin d'entrer en contact avec un opérateur de téléphonie. Je suis désolé, le contact avec l'opérateur de téléphonie sera toujours important. OK? Avec un réseau Wi-Fi, je peux vous dire, généralement, les Wi-Fi sont ouverts, beaucoup de Wi-Fi sont ouverts, mais parfois c'est des hackers. Moi, je mets un Wi-Fi en place, vous vous greffez à ces Wi-Fi, je vous remets votre compte et votre mot de passe dans la seconde qui suit. Donc, c'est pour dire, faisons très attention au mode de connexion, n'est-ce pas, que nous utilisons pour faire du branchless banking. Je vais finir, n'est-ce pas, en parlant de la sécurité. Bien sûr, n'oubliez pas, je suis en train de parler d'un cadre interne suffisamment incitatif. Je ne veux pas rentrer dans la promotion et autres parce que mes collègues, mes copanélistes en ont déjà parlé. Pendant les autres ateliers, on en a déjà parlé. Mais j'aimerais vraiment qu'on mette un accent particulier sur la qualité du service que chaque employé rend à un autre employé déjà en interne et sur la qualité du service, n'est-ce pas, que nous rendons, n'est-ce pas, à ces agents qui sont sur le terrain. Et je trébuche donc au niveau de la sécurité pour finir, pour dire que chaque fois que nous allons vers des prestataires, nous avons pour la plupart ici des systèmes d'information qui sont intéressants, mais nous voulons absolument aller vers le branchless. Nous entrons en contact avec des fournisseurs et nous créons, n'est-ce pas, des ponts entre leur plateforme et la nôtre pour pouvoir faire du branchless banking comme les autres. S'il vous plaît, en matière de service level agreement, nous devons être assez pointilleux vis-à-vis des IT. Nous devons être également très pointilleux sur les outils de monitoring pour suivre, n'est-ce pas, ces transactions de bout en bout. Tout ceci nous permettra de mettre en place un cadre suffisamment incitatif et nous donnera, n'est-ce pas, lorsque le marketing va sortir pour promettre quelque chose, n'est-ce pas, au client, le client justement obtiendra ce qu'il voudra. Nous aurons des agents qui seront, n'est-ce pas, suffisamment intéressés parce qu'ils vont se rendre compte effectivement que c'est un produit qui est porteur. Voilà, donc, merci.
Thank you. Thank you. We can now. Thank you very much. So that was a very interesting two first presentations on some of the challenges and some of the ways, some of the aspects that you need to be particularly cautious about. So we've been talking of recruitment, of training of agents, and how the back-end office and the IT services should be well tailored to ensure that there is proper monitoring from A to Z. Maybe you'll get some detailed questions about what do you exactly mean about these further, deeper monitorings that you were mentioning. And maybe we'll have more questions on the strategy for recruitment of agents for NBS Bank to go a little bit more into the details of what were the exact challenges that you faced maybe in Malawi when you did the recruitment. Because in CSC, you mainly use recommendations and that seemed to be enough. But what your challenge was later on was mainly into the training, was in the training of these agents. Am I correct? Are you still facing problems in finding the right agents?
No, as I said earlier, let me go in English, in French, since I started in French. Donc, les défis en réalité auxquels nous avons fait face. Okay, les défis auxquels nous avons eu à faire face pour ce qui est de la formation, c'était le niveau déjà assez bas, n'est-ce pas, de nos agents, parce qu'il faut dire que plus vous recrutez, lorsque vous recrutez des personnes qui ont un niveau d'éducation très élevé, ça suppose également que vous allez les payer conséquemment. Alors, ce qui faisait que nous sommes rendus compte qu'il fallait absolument de mettre en place des outils simples, vraiment simples, aller vers la simplicité et un langage visuel, comme Freedom l'a fait ce matin, n'est-ce pas, pour pouvoir communiquer. Et là, c'est pas le message a commencé à passer.
OK. So it's about the quality of the tool, training tools, and bring them down to the level of education of your agents.
Yes.
Okay. So you're the last. So I'm going to ask you to be even briefer than your previous ones and just really maybe focus on some of the challenges that you faced and some of the solutions that you implemented as a result of the challenges that you faced, whether it be in recruitment, training, or managing later on, monitoring.
Right. Thank you very much. As was said, my name is Nano Bimbrentio. I'm the head of agency banking for Fidelity Bank, and that includes also the acquisition of a low KYC that we saw the special dispensation from Bank of Ghana, which requires just one national ID to open. And for about 2 years, we've been able to open about 300,000 of those accounts across the country, and some of these accounts have been opened in very remote locations. And for us, it's the idea of agency banking falls into the entire strategy of the bank. The bank aims at becoming a top three bank in the next 3 years, by 2018, we should have moved into top three. Currently, we are around number four, number five, thereabouts. And so inclusive banking and agency banking is a critical component of the bank moving there. So it's always important to understand why a business wants to move into the agency. So with that said, the entire structure of Fidelity Bank in terms of our retail structure has agency as a key component of it. So today we have three segments in retail. We have the commercial and SME, we have personal banking, we have the inclusive banking, which drives the smart accounts. And then on the channel side, we have 75 retail branches. We have the e-banking channels, internet, mobile, ATMs, and all that, and agency as a third channel. So I just wanted to put that in perspective as to how we're looking at it. Now, to the substantive issue of agency banking. I think my colleagues here have spoken a lot about the structure, recruitment, and all that. That has been, I don't want to really go back in there, but I just want to sort of highlight a few challenges just for the purpose of this discussion, that sometimes we've realized that Ghana has got a lot of languages. And sometimes you think you get into a particular location and you have one dominant language, but you'll be shocked. You can get to one community, and the moment you move to a different community, they are speaking a totally different language. Now, the challenge is how do you get different kinds of people to speak all these different kind of languages, especially from the bank's perspective. So those are some of the challenges that we encounter from that angle. The communities, especially when you look at our three northern regions and even from the Brongahafu region, are also very dispersed. So within a vast land, you travel very long distances before you get to another location. Now the challenge is, are you able to locate an agent in each of these communities? Now that's something that you also need to look at. The other thing is we definitely depend on our telco partners to be able to have a solid agent network. If the telcos are not there, if the network availability in that location is not good, then that also poses a challenge. We know Ghana has over 100% mobile penetration, but the reality on the ground is when you move to certain locations, the mobile penetration is not as high as we see across. So you move to certain locations and you realize that for about five people or five families, they use one mobile phone. So the challenge is how you can get these individuals to be able to open account and even transact at the agent location. And some of our customers in those locations have also had bad experiences with microfinance institutions that came in and folded up, and some sort of took their funds. Just recently, we had about 70 microfinance companies closed down by the central bank. So these are some of the challenges that are very, very sort of prevalent in trying to cite and include people who have been excluded in these locations. For the telco availability, I know my brother was talking about Wi-Fi, but I think Wi-Fi is a next gen that it's still a challenge, and that basically that is something that we're still gambling with. Another challenge we've also realized is that the agents, because of the very nature of what they're going to do, they are required to have full business registration documents. Now that can also pose a challenge where somebody just wants to provide for his family, so he starts a business without any formal business registration. Now what we've done is we've sought a dispensation from the Bank of Ghana to allow the districts to certify such people. So with that, we are able to use those districts' approved regulation, sort of licenses to open the agent's accounts and also the account, to manage their agent's floats. The other thing is about liquidity management. You realize that most of these people in these communities don't have enough funds because you need the agent needs to sort of have an invested sort of float to be able to transact. Now, these people tend to have low incomes. And so the ability to find such people who can shoulder the responsibility of being the interface between the bank and the people sometimes is a challenge. And what we normally do is to now work with the telco partners. I think the last time I mentioned in one of the forums on Tuesday that there are about 35 mobile money agents across the country. And mobile money currently in Ghana is doing very well, with the CGAP report realized that penetration is around 20%. So what we are doing is we are leveraging the mobile money platform to do liquidity management for even Fidelity Bank agents, and that is also helping drive that through. The other thing that I believe has a very direct bearing to building the agent network is also on the transaction volumes. You tend to realize that there is a huge barrier in education for people to even trust to put their funds within the bank account. So this tend to sort of have very low transaction volumes and low transaction values for the agents. And the agent profitability or the agent's interest in this business is to ensure that these volumes are high and the values are high. So what we tend to do is to partner these agents and even the local communities to drive the business for the agent. So the agent will identify certain user groups and we sort of go with them to engage those customers. So basically these are some of the few things that I think as we go along we can discuss into details and tend to see how best we can leverage on the infrastructure of agency to penetrate into this local community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. So now I'm going to open the floor for the audience. We have 5-10 minutes maximum before we go to the next session on innovation in digital financial services. So who has a first question?
Yeah. Ok, merci. Et j'aimerais poser ma question à Eric. Oui, on m'appelle Jacques. Je suis de Alili. Je viens du Bénin. Je vais poser ma question à Eric. Dans le développement de Eric, il nous a parlé du système de recrutement. Que avant, il y avait un système mis en place et qui les permettait de recruter des gens sur recommandation. Mais à un moment donné, ils ont changé de système. Quel est le nouveau système de recrutement aujourd'hui? Étant donné que ceux qui sont recrutés sont des gens de bas niveau. Et deuxième question, c'est la politique de motivation de ces agents. Et je crois que Malawi avait parlé de ça, mais vous n'avez pas abordé la politique de motivation des agents qui sont sur le terrain.
Thank you.
OK.
Oui.
D'accord. Pour ce qui est du recrutement, la deuxième approche de recrutement n'est plus uniquement l'aspect recommandation, mais comme je l'ai dit tantôt, nous, on a essayé de réfléchir dans un cadre purement général et essayer de tirer parti, n'est-ce pas, des chiffres que nous avons. C'est-à-dire que nous ne tions plus dans une logique de recrutement, de recommander sur une base purement subjective. Nous avons essayé de faire parler nos chiffres. Parce qu'il faut dire que CEC Cameroun, c'est une microfinance, mais qui a un portefeuille suffisamment grand en zone urbaine et qui, n'est-ce pas, va en zone rurale. Aujourd'hui, nous avons 7 agences urbaines et 3 agences rurales. OK? Et après une certaine étude, nous nous sommes rendus compte que en zone urbaine, où il y a plus de 450 microfinances seulement dans la ville de Douala, par exemple, le modèle d'agent fixe n'était pas praticable. Parce que la plupart faisaient déjà la collecte de l'épargne au quotidien et ils allaient vers les clients. C'est-à-dire nos clients avaient déjà la tendance de rester et puis venir, qu'on vienne, n'est-ce pas, collecter l'argent à leur niveau. C'est la raison pour laquelle nous avions décidé d'aller vers le modèle fixe en zone rurale et mobile en zone urbaine. Okay? Maintenant, le recrutement de ces derniers, surtout des agents mobiles qui sont en ville, devait se faire sur la base des chiffres que nous avons. C'est-à-dire, on va dans notre portefeuille, n'est-ce pas, de nos agents, on laisse parler nos chiffres, c'est pourquoi j'ai parlé de business intelligence tout à l'heure, pour essayer de mettre en évidence, n'est-ce pas, dans notre portefeuille, les micro-entrepreneurs qui peuvent exister dans notre portefeuille. On se rapproche d'eux et on essaie, n'est-ce pas, de leur faire une proposition assez intéressante. Et nous, on ne voulait pas se limiter seulement à l'aspect pécunier au niveau des rémunérations. On voulait également que le cadre soit suffisamment incitatif. Parce que vous pouvez avoir un cadre, vous pouvez avoir un bon système de rémunération, mais vous ne parvenez pas à exécuter sur le terrain ce que vous avez promis. Et c'est la raison pour laquelle on s'est rendu compte qu'en interne également, il fallait faire un travail de fond pour mettre en place une plateforme suffisamment incitative. Je ne sais pas si je me fais comprendre. Ce qui fait qu'on identifie à partir du portefeuille des potentiels agents, des agents fixes ou mobiles, on se rapproche d'eux, n'est-ce pas, et on leur fait, n'est-ce pas, des propositions financières. Bien sûr, en se rassurant que nous avons une fondation suffisamment solide en arrière pour leur donner ce que nous leur promettons.
Let me just chip in something here. There are 3 ways that you can incentivize agents to drive the business for you. Number one, you need to do it in looking at your business interests. So one of the things that we do is to reward them on business development. So if the agent is driving the business, i.e. doing more transactions, you can incentivize agents on that, from that front. So you can set up just a target for them at the end of every month, make sure you have this level of transaction volumes. Once you meet this target, I give you an additional funds just to push you up. The other thing is that liquidity is very, very critical. So you also incentivize them on out of stock. So OOS, make sure that they have a lot of liquidity. Once they keep a certain liquidity value in the month, across the month, you can also incentivize them from that point. And also, if they sign up more customers, if you give them a threshold of customers, you can also incentivize them from that point. So these three levers can be used to build the business up and at the same time drive the agents to even do more. Because the more they do, the base get lifted up that. Let me just also give it a very typical example. When Ghana started mobile money, I have had the privilege of working in the mobile money in space before moving into the bank. There was a lot of adverts, ATL, BTL, and trying to get people to adopt mobile money, but it wasn't working. What one of the telcos did was to identify that the agents could be the drivers. So they started putting incentives to get the agents to drive the value proposition. And that is what started making these interest agents to earn more money, and at the same time got customers to even to transact more and bought into it. So the agents became the advocates because they knew what was in for them as a result of these incentive packages that we put out there. So I just wanted to shape that in.
Okay, thank you. We can take two more questions and then we should move to the next session. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is David Bagonlori. I work for Women's Integrated Development Organization, a partner. Okay. If I'd heard my friend in the middle, my colleague in the middle very well, if you look at the agency strategy, it goes beyond some of the agency strategy I see in Ghana. Because if you look at Fidelity, who is a core partner on the micro-lead project, you observe they have some agents on the field, especially Brahafo, where I'm coming from. They are more in town. And also, when you look at the aspect of the smart friends project that they implement, these are people who are stationed at a particular place they are based. They are not more down on the ground to mobilize more clients onto the project. But if I had heard him very well, it's like the agent should also be able to have the capacity to bring on board people that could provide training. And I want to find out currently, our projects are in partnership with Fidelity, and we have trained our staff on financial education, and they have all those that capacity, and they are able to work with the rural women. We've done some linkages with Fidelity, and it has worked very well, even though in some of the areas there are some challenges which we are working on to rectify. Is it possible for the organizations that are assisting or partnering with you now? Because ours is a project, and we are on board because of the micro-led project, which is somehow and then somewhere next year. The rural people that we've brought on board, have we thought of strategies where we'll be reaching them at the end of the project? Is it also possible for RAS to look at developing the partners into agents? Because already they meet most of the criteria that you are looking for. They are registered with the Registrar General Department. They have the staffing who have been trained in financial education. They already have link with the numerous women on the ground that currently we are doing linkages with your bank. Is it possible we develop those institutions as our agent points for us to continue with this business after the end of the micro-led project? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, my brother. So, yes, we have, as I said, our entire structure focuses on some of these projects that we are talking about. So we know we have a short-term project with micro-lead, but once that is over, we, as a bank, we are carrying it on, okay? It's definitely something that we are looking at it over the long term. So you realize that what we're doing today is that we are working with the partners to ensure that we move into locations. And one of the criteria for moving into those locations is to ensure that there's going to be continuity. So if we are moving to get there, we ensure that we have an agent who is going to be in that location, who can continue to serve the customers we are recruiting in those places, so that the customers will not be orphaned once the projects are over. Number two, working with the partners we are working today. For instance, in Paga, there's an agent there that there's a partner there who is signed up as an agent. So yes, it's something that we really want to do. We want to sign up all the partners that we are working with as agents, so that once the project is over, since you really understand what it takes to bank these people, you continue on that advocacy program for for us, and that is something that we really want to carry on from there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. One last question, and we'll move to the. Okay. Thank you. Oh yes, sorry.
Yes. This question is on the chain management.
Sorry. Just a minute. He wants to answer the first question.
No, I just wanted to add a little bit. Partnerships is another. I just want to add a little bit. Partnerships is another front where agency banking, you can expand into the other markets that ordinarily as an institution, it would be very, very difficult for you to go. I can give you another interesting story. We have got a microfinance organization in Malawi. They are giving out loans, but what this guy did was like, okay, he's saying, let me operate as your agent, so that whenever I'm disbursing loans, I can give them direct to their accounts. And whenever he's collecting loans, these guys, they'll go and deposit the money at the agent, the bank Pafupi agent. So when you are thinking of expanding your network, you can also think of going into these particular partnerships.
Okay, thank you. Please.
This question is on the change management. So right now, I believe that the technology will give us the extra outreach and reaching the unreached. But the thing I am feeling right now is many of the agents who are working in the present system are free to their work. We are not having any control over them, and they can go anywhere and they can meet anyone. But the basic thing what I am feeling in the field is, the moment we say that we are going to adopt technology, we are going to give you handheld devices, the people started feeling like they will be monitored very tightly with the GPS technology, where they are going, these kind of things. And the effectiveness of their field work is also monitored on a minute-to-minute basis if the technology is in place. So basically, I'm feeling the resistance from the field staff when we say the movement that the technology will be adopted into the system. So how the change management has been managed in your institutions? And so if you can give some light on that, it will be good for us.
Yeah. All right, maybe Anna? let me tackle the answer from this way. We make sure we sell the value proposition to our agents and they understand exactly what they are getting themselves into, so to speak. We want them to understand that they are an extension of the bank and they are carrying the image of the bank in the various communities. So we ensure, we for those who were part of the Tuesday meeting, we went through the rigorous onboarding process. And that is really captured, okay? Every agent understands that once you are working on behalf of the bank, you have to live by certain policies. And that we make sure we go through a communication program, an education program, and they are aligned before they come on board. So they don't feel that we have an eagle eye on everything that they do. They tend to realize that they are partnering us to push financial accessibility into the various communities that they are in there. So for us, we've not seen it as a problem so much, but they see it more as a welcome venture in their businesses.
Has it been a problem for any of you?
I think at the outset of my presentation, I talked of the customer development element. We have to understand that we are getting these guys from a totally different world, and we are turning them into bankers, an extension of the bank. So you need to put together a proper customer development program, and you need to phase it to say, okay, after this time, we need to evaluate and make sure those agents that are not meeting the requirements, assuming you have put the effort, but they are not actually meeting the requirements. You have no choice, you have to weed them. Otherwise, they would dent the whole image of the agency banking concept.
Yeah. Okay, dans notre cas, nous avons eu beaucoup de difficultés déjà. Nous avons eu beaucoup de difficultés avec nos agents parce que depuis plusieurs années qu'ils font les opérations, ils avaient tendance à un moment donné à estimer que ces clients, par exemple, leur appartenaient. Ce qui fait que
la gestion du changement n'était pas facile. Et jusqu'à présent, nous avons mené encore des batailles et nous sommes obligés même parfois de nous séparer de certains agents pour pouvoir, n'est-ce pas, garder l'intégrité et l'image de notre institution intacte. C'est la raison pour laquelle un certain nombre de règles ont été mises en place, parce que aller vers le branchless banking suppose, n'est-ce pas, une diversification des canaux d'opération. Il était donc impératif pour nous, n'est-ce pas, de professionnaliser ce secteur en mettant en place, comme mes copanélistes l'ont dit, un certain nombre de mesures, n'est-ce pas, pour que l'image de la structure soit préservée. Nous sommes obligés aujourd'hui, malheureusement, de devoir nous séparer de plusieurs agents qui hier estimaient, n'est-ce pas, que le portefeuille leur appartenait à plus d'un titre. Donc, voilà un tout petit peu ce que nous avons eu à faire jusqu'à présent.
With this, I'd like to close this panel so that we have enough time for our next session with PHB Development on digital financial services innovations. And I would like to give a big round of applause to our panelists.